Well, hello, everybody. So delighted to have you here with us for some good stuff, right, Mike?
That's right. And today on The Good Stuff, I'm going to talk about the word up. Two simple letters, U and P.
Oh, I'm excited to hear it, as is everybody else, I'll bet. Ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture, ever wish you had a single source for all of your current livestock news? What if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all that and more every week? No need to roam for information, just you and your cup of coffee and the latest in livestock news. Sit back, relax, and stay informed. Stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com. It's what ranchers read. Okay, up, you say.
Yeah, the word up, and I do not know the author on this, but I hope you'll enjoy it. This two-letter word in English has more meanings than any other two-letter word, and that word is up, U-P. It is listed in the dictionary as an adjective, a preposition, a noun, or a verb. It's easy to understand up, meaning toward the sky or at the top of the list, but when we waken in the morning, why do we wake up? At a meeting, why does the topic come up? Why do we speak up? And why are officers up for election? If there's a tie, then it's a toss-up. And why is it up to the secretary to write up the report? We call up our friends, brighten up a room, polish up the silverware, warm up the leftovers, and clean up the kitchen. We lock up the house and fix up the old car. At other times, this little word has a real special meaning. People stir up trouble, line up for tickets, work up an appetite, and think up excuses. To be dressed one thing, but to be dressed up is special. And this up is confusing. A drain must be opened up because it is blocked up. We open up a store in the morning and close it up at night. We're pretty mixed up about up. To be knowledgeable about the proper uses of up, look up the word up in the dictionary. It takes up most of a page and can add up to about 30 definitions. If you're up to it, you might try building up a list of that many ways that up is used. It will take up a lot of your time, and if you don't give up, you may wind up with up to 100 or more. When it threatens to rain, we say it is clouding up. When the sun comes out, we say it's clearing up. When it rains, it soaks up the earth. When it does not rain for a while, things dry up. One could go on and on, but I'll wrap it up for now because my time is up. Kim, what do you have for us today?
Well, all I got to say is I know what you've been up to.
Yeah. Researching the word up.
Yes, indeed. No clue, but very interesting. Okay, these are some more things that have names that we probably didn't know had names. I've had a lot of fun with this. The metallic device used to measure your feet at the shoe store. Now, that's older people. I don't know if little kids or young children would even know what that is. But remember the metal thing?
Oh, yeah,
that
the slide ruler type thing?
Yeah, the slide ruler thing. It has a name.
I'm sure it does.
Of course, it's the Bannock device. Yeah, I wonder if it was made by Mr. Bannock.
I don't know.
It could be. Interesting. This I think is hilarious, and I should have checked, validated this, because it's kind of, I think you'll be a little suspicious too. That utterly sick feeling you get after eating or drinking too much is called crapulence.
No, it is not.
That's what it says here. Julie sent it. Julie French from Minnesota sent that to us.
Gotta be true then, right?
Yep, that's right. She would not steer us wrong. So let's divert over here. Hello, Reverend Smith. This is the IRS. Is Samuel Jones a member of your congregation? He is. Did he donate $10,000 to the church? He will.
Okay.
Okay. Should we do another one of those?
Sure.
One Sunday, a minister played hooky from church so he could shoot a round of golf. St. Peter looked down from heaven, seething. You're going to let him get away with this, God? The Lord shook his head. The minister took his first shot. The ball soared through the air 420 yards and dropped into the cup for a hole in one. St. Peter was outraged. I thought you were going to punish him. The Lord shrugged. Who's he going to tell?
That's right. You can't play hooky and get by with it.
That's right.
Thanks for listening to great radio stations out there. Well, we mentioned Julie French out of Ortonville, Minnesota, KDIO, 1350 AM, booming out of Big Stone City, here with the good stuff.